It's known as the Lost Colony of Roanoke, a settlement of English that vanished between 1587 and 1590 in what is today North Carolina. Over 400 years later, the fate of those men and women is still a mystery. We track down the clues next on The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming and ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
In 1587, John White led 116 settlers to the New World to establish a permanent colony there. His return to Roanoke was delayed 3 years due to war with Spain, and when he did finally make it back, he found none of those he left behind.
He had asked his people if they had to leave to carve a clue as to where they might have gone, and if they had to leave due to distress to carve a cross over this word. Eventually, he would find the word Croatoan carved on a post at the fort, but did not find any cross over this word.
She says that one clue, the word Croatoan, was the name of a nearby island. John White sailed there to locate the colonists, but did not find them. A rumor began that anyone who tried to settle in that area would mysteriously disappear, and no one sailed back to Croatoan for another century.
About 100 years later, an English land surveyor, John Lawson, would shipwreck at Croatoan. Met natives there that initially he was very frightened of. They were dressed in animal skins with body paints, but as they approached him, he noticed that some had gray eyes, bits of gold in their hair. They were very proud of their English heritage, could speak a bit of English, told Mr. Lawson they would never harm him, for their own ancestors had been English.
That one shred of evidence seems to be the best lead anyone has as they try to solve the mystery over 400 years later.
It's America's oldest unsolved mystery. We do have the traces that John Lawson had found with the Croatans. The Lumbee Indians of Lumberton, North Carolina, claim heritage with the colonists, have always had English last names, have never had a Native American language. Our government says that they have too much European blood to be a Native American tribe.
Traveling the countryside in Fort Raleigh, North Carolina, I'm Andrew McCrae.